Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
9:15, my friend Bill Conforti in a few minutes. Rick Garcia came to town, I don't know, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Activist in the LGBTQ community like none other.
He's in the LGBT Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and it was original Gang of Four doing it when nobody else was doing it. And will never be fully appreciated for all the work he's done. But anyway, on Pride Week, we wanted to talk to him and say hello to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Doing great. Happy Pride Week. I guess that's the right way to put it, isn't it?
Well, that's how I put it. And I was just going to say it to y'all. Happy Pride.
Justin and I were talking off the air about this the other day. Was it 30 years ago you came to town?
I came here in 1986, the very beginning of 1986. Okay. 32 years.
32 years ago. Is there a way to even compare the situation for equal rights then and today?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you know, sometimes when I talk to people who are younger than I am about, you know, just experiences or just things, they look at me like I have three heads. In city council, for instance, because that's where I first started doing my stuff, working for a simple ordinance that would ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. You know, we needed 26 votes, and we could barely muster 10 or 15, and people wouldn't talk to us. People would avoid us. And now today, what we found, that especially in the primary for the gubernatorial election, we had everybody sitting there, who's more gay and who's more pro-gay than the other. They were like trying to out-gay each other, which, and I just sat there and I was sitting with the friends of mine, and I said, okay, could you ever imagine?
How the world has changed.
The world has changed dramatically. But let me say this. The world has changed dramatically here in the great state of Illinois. But if we look at all of our borders and all of those states, they have the most oppressive situation for the LGBT community. None of the states around us. Cross over to Indiana, and if you're a lesbian or gay or bisexual or transgender person, you leave your rights at the border. Go up to Wisconsin, same, and don't go to Kentucky or Missouri, because over there it's horrendous for gay people. Here in Illinois, we have some of the strongest protections of lesbian and gay people's civil rights of any place in the country. We have strong hate crimes laws. We have all of that stuff, and the states around us don't.
Yeah, Rick, let me ask you, it's really interesting about what we've seen politically in the last year around the transgender community. Is that a similar plight when you see the backlash and the trouble with even getting laws on the books that gay and lesbian communities had to deal with back in the 80s and 90s?
Absolutely. And that there are so many parallels that you have people who are gender variant or transgender, and, you know, you want to give them protection. Again, here in Illinois, it was difficult, but it wasn't too difficult. But all across the country, you know, people are just being mean. Maybe they don't understand you, but you know what? I don't understand a lot of things, so it doesn't mean I'm going to be mean about it. And the transgender community, of course, isn't as large as the LGBT community or the lesbian and gay community. And so, you know, they have special problems because they are only now becoming politically involved. And that's the most important thing, is to be politically involved if you want to ensure that your rights are going to be protected.
Hey, Rick, the parade this Sunday, a lot of times when the Pride Parade in years past, there have been political issues that are first and foremost, whether it be gay marriage, issues that from the gay community that are on display at the parade. What would be that this year? Is it looking at the Supreme Court issue with the cake baking? Is it the transgender community? What is the issue that will be on display at the Pride Parade?
I think the major issue, one of the major issues that's facing the gay community across the country is Donald Trump. That he has appointed to head, he has appointed cabinet members, he has appointed heads of departments, he has, and this is the thing that scares me, federal judges that, and almost to the one, they are anti-gay, they are unqualified, they're just right-wing bigots that came out of, you know, who knows where, and that is what is dangerous, because this administration, presidential administration, is trying to turn back the few gains that we have made nationally. And that is something we have to look at very clearly. You know, we're good here in Illinois, but every place else is a problem, and the few gains that we have, he is trying to undo.
Well, that's why turnout, Rick. That's why turnout's so important. I did a speech yesterday talking about this, and so many people of you know, maybe a more democratic mind, but just right thinking regular folks who believe you can love who you love. If you're lucky enough to have somebody fall in love with you, you ought to be able to live your life.
You know what? Exactly. Good luck for you. And you know what? I have to say something is that I have a long record of being a very independent individual. I have supported some really great Republicans.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I don't see any great Republicans today. I can't name one in Illinois, and I can't name one in our congressional delegation here in Illinois. And from my point of view, this hideous president, who I'm not even going to go into the list because we all know it, and the Republicans and our Republican Congress people stand right behind him.
There's a lot of people. I understand where you're coming from, but there are a lot of people in the Republican Party who need to step up and stand up for what a true Republican really is, and not this bigoted viewpoint that's being espoused by too many.
I long. Where are the Judy Bartopinkas, the Lolita Dietrichsons, the George Ryans, the Jim Edgars?
Well, the Pat Bradys. Pat Brady is on this show all the time.
Pat Brady.
Yeah.
I know. Pat Brady. I mean, these people, you know, in my mind, I voted for many of them. I supported many of them because they were, you know what? They were just decent, good people.
That's what you want.
Today, the ones that are there, I don't see any decency. I don't see any goodness. I just see people going along with this imbecile president.
Rick,
I just wish you had a point.
Right.
I just wish you'd take a stand on this.
Rick, okay, well, last question just quickly about, well, and we'll have you back because I want to talk about this in greater length about the municipal election coming up.
Yeah.
Mayor Emanuel in the past has had the support of the gay community. That might be in jeopardy because of other candidates that are stepping up. Where do you see the gay community quickly when it comes to the municipal election for the mayor of Chicago?
Very quickly, this mayor has not been good. He has great PR, public relations puffery with regard to the gay community. One of his first acts was to gut the Chicago Human Relations Commission. He fired the mayor's liaison to the lesbian and gay community, and he defunded the Lesbian and Gay Hall of Fame. He is no friend of this community. There are a lot of other people in there, and I'd love to talk to you about it because I'm firmly behind Dorothy Brown because she's the only one who has stood with this community at times when no one else did. So
she's the one
to look at.
Let's have you back to talk about that and other things. By the way, as you go into this Pride weekend and have a safe celebration and a great celebration, know this and be proud of this. Henry Gerber was brave enough to start the Society for Human Rights in 1924. Chicago was home to the first gay rights organization in America. Imagine what that must have been like in 1924. So the history is there.
Exactly. Hard for me, but 10 times harder for him.
All right, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you. Anytime. Bye-bye.
There you go, Rick Garcia.